Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Here we are. It is Thursday, October 15th. Thank you guys for joining us. And thank you, as always, for checking in. We love to hear from you first thing in the morning. It seriously is like something we so look forward to. And you can do that by giving us a call or shooting us a text on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. Rudy checking in. So is Melissa and Francis, Sandel, Jasmine, Mike, Rick, Diana, Sarah, Zach, Turtle and Boople. Terry is checking in. Miss Kit Kat, Lance, Cujo, Kirkland, Twins Mom for Life. We have Kat. We have Carl, we have Miss Venzer, Deborah, Nelsie, Joby, all listening, also checking in on Twitter. Shoot us a tweet at Mercedes in the AM. We have Mike, John, Martin, Michelle, Brendan is checking in, and so is Sarah. So thank you guys so much for that, and good morning.
What's going on? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good this morning. Just yesterday was kind of a busy day. I had a lot going on, kind of running from place to place. And by the time I finally finished, I got home, we had dinner, did my work, and we laid down with all intentions of watching Big Brother. We had it on the DVR, and I think I lasted 15 minutes and I was just done. I woke up this morning, I was like, whoa, because I felt like I was going to open my eyes and it was still be on. It was completely black in there. I was like, what happened? It was just one of those kind of days where I couldn't, my body was done for the day, but it was a good day. How about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was a great day. Kind of ended on an incident happened last night, and everything is fine, but I got home last night about 6:30 or so, and I knew my wife was going on a run. She sent me a text, like, I'm going for a run, I'm taking Jax, see you in a little bit. So I came home, and I was doing a couple things in the garage, and my phone rings, and it's my wife. And so it's one of those situations in my mind thinking, okay, I know she's on a run right now. There should be no reason why she's calling me from her run.
Panic sets in.
Exactly. So I pick up the phone with the hopes that maybe she's saying, oh, it's a wonderful night, I just want to tell you I love you. No, she was in tears. Like, oh, what happened? And she's like, everything's fine. But she fell. She was running with Jax, and there was a guy who had a dog as well, who, the way my wife told the story, he must have stepped off the side in like the bushes for his dog to take care of his business. And the guy was coming back on the sidewalk. He didn't see my wife. My wife didn't see him. And the dogs kind of spooked at each other. And when Jax did that, he ran around my wife. The leash got tangled up in her, and she ended up flipping and falling on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she's fine. But when she was crying when it happened, because Jax got loose for a second, and the guy helped her get Jax, and so he was okay. But she got home, and her hand was bruised, and her knee was scraped up a little bit, and you can see kind of the road rash on her pants and stuff. So it was a good fall. But everyone was fine, but it was that moment of, she's on a run. Why is she calling me?
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
No.
I mean, if you know that they should be doing something, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad she's doing okay. That is certainly scary. Not just for her, but, yeah, for you, too, as a husband.
Yeah, when it happened, everything's fine. And she's I saw her this morning. She had to get up early for some work stuff. So she's fine this morning, and nothing happened to Jax. And the other guy was fine with his dog. But she was talking about getting, for when she goes on a run with Jax, I guess they have harness leashes that attach to you, because when she flipped over, she dropped the leash for a second and he took off running, and that's what really scared her, is that he got away for a second. So she's talking about getting like a leash that attaches to her belt so it would always be connected.
That sounds like a good idea. The only thing that would worry me is what if he just has a mind of his own and he overpowers her and then starts going his own way.
That's what I was thinking as well last night. She was all set on getting this. I'm thinking that I didn't talk to her about it, but I'm thinking in the back of my mind, he's a powerful dog. And what if that same thing happens and he starts to run away? Does she get dragged? Does something else happen? So we'll figure it out.
Well, you had a very eventful day yesterday. You seriously have the most eventful life ever. Yeah, I'm so sorry that happened.
Oh, I mean, like I said, everyone's fine, but it's one of,
I know,
just one of those
but
deals
that's
where
crazy.
You get home and you're not expecting a call. You're like, my spouse should be busy right now. They should not be calling me. What is going on?
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully good day ahead today and no more incidents like that.
Yeah, no running incidents.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
BBMAs are trending this morning. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards were held last night at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Host Kelly Clarkson, she opened the show with a performance of Whitney Houston or Steve Winwood, depending on when you were born. You don't know who sings that song, but the song Higher Love, and was joined on stage by Sheila E. and Pentatonix. Post Malone was the night's big winner, though, taking home 9 awards, including Top Artist and Top Male Artist. Billie Eilish won 3 awards, including Top Female Artist and Top New Artist. John Legend, he returned to the stage with a very emotional performance, singing Never Break and dedicating it to his wife, Chrissy Teigen, after their pregnancy loss. And Garth Brooks, he received the Icon Award from none other than Cher.
I have some of the audio. Here's John Legend from last night.
This is for Chrissy. So I'm not worried about us, and I've never been. We know how story ends. We will never break. We will never break. Build on our foundation strong enough to stay.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, nice. And did you watch him last night?
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah. Did you?
I did. I watched like the first hour of it. I came into it at like 9 o'clock, so I taped it, so I watched like the first hour just to get a feel for it. I thought it was good. It was nice seeing some of the people that won the awards were actually there instead of being virtual and zooming in. So and I thought some of the performances that I saw last night were pretty good too.
Yeah, I thought the performances were really good. Also trending this morning is Dexter, the series about the serial killer that kills only the bad guys, is coming back. It will return to Showtime for a limited series run. Michael C. Hall will be returning for the 10-episode series, and it'll be a continuation of the original 8-season series. Dexter ended in 2013, and production is scheduled to begin early next year for a planned 2021 premiere.
I know that's one of your shows. You like it? Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I thought that was crazy that a couple of weeks ago we were just talking about shows that you wish you had an update on, or that they would go back to, and I literally said Dexter, and then here we are a couple weeks later and they're saying they're doing that. I'm like, wow. What, one, I had no insider information on that, or two, maybe I have some sort of psychic ability, who knows, but that was just crazy.
That's right. I was like, not even 2 weeks ago, or maybe they heard it and said, you know what, let's get on this thing and get it done.
Yeah, people threw it together.
Yeah, signed some contracts and we're good to go.
Oh man, I couldn't believe that. So yeah, very excited about that. Also trending this morning is Ariana Grande. She is dropping a new album this month. Yeah, she made the announcement yesterday on Twitter saying, I can't wait to give you my album this month. She's been on a roll with her music. So she released her Sweetener album in August of 2018, her Thank You Next record just 6 months later. Then her latest hit, Rain On Me with Lady Gaga, that dropped in May. So she, everything she seems to be releasing has done very well. I'm just surprised it's happening so quickly. She just kind of threw it at us.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks to go in the month, so it'll be out here sooner than later. It's just cool.
I wonder if she's going to, you know, just one morning we wake up and there it is. So who knows? And then finally this morning, daylight saving time is trending. It always starts trending right around this time of the year when we're about to make some sort of a switch. So like it or not, it's coming up where we will be falling back to gain an hour of daylight. A new survey says that 63% of participants said they'd welcome the elimination of daylight saving time in favor of a fixed year-round schedule. Now, parents are the most enthusiastic enthusiastic about it. 75% say get rid of it. Springing the clock forward an hour in March, that has been linked to an increase in heart attacks, strokes, car accidents, and a decrease in work and school performance. So may not be a bad idea to start working on this. Sleep experts recommend staying in standard time year-round, just to allow for a natural and consistent sleep circadian rhythm.
There are states out there that do it, so why not make it a national thing? Make it easier on all of us.
Seriously, can we talk about these issues? This is what I want to vote on, and that's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1282.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning! Welcome to the show. It is 6:01 on Thursday. I can't believe it's already Thursday. This week is flying by. Hopefully it's flying by for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm getting all my stuff ready for the show this morning, looking at the Hot 3 stuff. And I just saw, if you're not in a good mood this morning, if you're kind of crabby, all you got to do, there's one thing you can do to improve your mood in 60 seconds. 60 seconds. All you got to do is touch something soft, like a sweater or a blanket, while you relax for 1 minute. So do you have something soft by you?
As a cloth here.
Okay, so touch that for a minute. Relax. I'm going to touch this this little thing that's very soft.
The Canadian flag?
I keep my hard drives in here, or my flash drives and stuff.
Is that a Canadian flag?
It's really a sunglasses holder. But my husband gave it to me. I needed a little pouch for something. I'm like, can I have one? Because he has one with an American flag. He goes, I got the Canadian one. I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah, why
I don't
not?
Need it. So it's very soft. You can clean your sunglasses with it. So just relax. Put yourself in a good mood. Apparently, it releases oxytocin, which is the hormone that improves outlook and mood. So guys, if you're just waking up and you are crabby, grab something and just relax and touch it for 60 seconds. And you're going to feel much better.
This is good. I think we'll have to stay on for at least 60 seconds, because in case someone is lying in bed right now and they start to fall asleep, we can make a loud noise and wake them back up.
Yeah, so we could be like, get up!
Yeah.
60 seconds is over. Yeah.
And then back in a bad mood again. Now do that in 60 seconds again. That's good. I think those little stop moments, stop down moments, and just, you know, focus on yourself for a second or two or a minute or two, it works. This is very nice.
And then I also learned, if you want to go to the bad mood side, that Netflix is now getting rid of their free trials. You know how they'd give you like a 7-day trial or a 30-day trial? They're taking those away. So now you're back in a bad mood. I'm sorry. I should have done that reverse. I should have said that first and then the good mood thing. But, you know, that's just how I roll. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm real good. I like that. I started doing a deal where I'll take like a 5-minute nap. I normally don't nap, but if I'm going to do a nap, I'll do like 5 minutes. Set my alarm, and the trick is, as soon as that alarm goes off in 5 minutes, you got to just get right up. You can't linger. You can't snooze it. And it's hard to get up right. 5 minutes is not a long nap. It's not really even a nap, is it?
I wouldn't even fall asleep in 5 minutes. Like, that seems like a waste.
But if you get that, in my mind, if I get that 30 seconds to a minute of just shutting my body down, kind of like resetting your phone, turning it on, turning it off, turning it back on again, a reset, I feel refreshed. But you do have to, as soon as the alarm goes off, boom, bounce up and go.
Yeah, if I'm going to do a nap, I want it to be a good nap. I want it to be at least a half hour, if not longer. My ideal nap would be like 2 hours. Yeah. To me, 5 minutes is just closing my eyes. That's just basically blinking, and then I'm up. But hey, man, we're all so different. And they say the power naps are really good. I remember we did that in high school. I had a psychology class in high school, and he told us all to bring pillows. We were going to take a power nap, see how refreshed we felt. And the key is not letting yourself get to that REM sleep. So, or the REM sleep, or whatever you call it. And we all fell asleep, like, for real, for real. He's like, he had to keep turning the lights on. He's like, wake up! You guys weren't supposed to let yourself get there.
It goes back to what we were talking a couple weeks ago, that thing that you wish you really enjoyed as a kid, nap time in school as a kid.
So amazing.
How great is it if at our jobs, our bosses be like, hey, nap time, everyone, you got an hour, go take a nap. All right!
I took a nap last Friday, I think it was, and I passed out. I was like, what day is it? It was awesome.
All right, coming up, we have some dirt. Producers of This Is Us make a last-minute tweak to their script. Will other shows follow? I'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Celebrate your voice and make sure you're registered to vote in the November 3rd election.
Now, more than ever, your vote is your voice. Make yours count.
Log on to mix941.fm and register to vote today.
Please call a friend or family member and ask them if they're registered.
In November, your vote is your voice.
That is Ash with Niall Horan. Moral of the story, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Forbes has released their list of America's richest self-made women, and the number one richest self-made woman is not in entertainment. She's actually a roofing entrepreneur. Her name is Diane Hendricks, and she's the co-founder of ABC Supply. And her wholesale roofing, siding, and windows company sets her net worth at $8 billion.
Good for her. That's awesome. Wow.
Seriously. There are plenty of non-entertainment ladies on the list, but I'll run down some of the names that we know. So Oprah is the top celebrity with a net worth of $2.6 billion. Newcomer Rihanna is sitting at number 33 with a net worth of $600 million. And Forbes says her cosmetic line, Fenty, over $600 million in sales last year.
It's huge. And whenever she has like a new product drop or a palette drop or something, it sells out immediately.
Do you use it? Have you tried it?
I have a couple of her products. I have a lip, it's not a lip gloss. It's like a lip color, a long lasting one. And then I have another thing. Some sort of like moisturizer, I think, is what I bought. It's good quality. I like her stuff, yeah.
Madonna's on there as well. Celine Dion, Ellen, Taylor Swift, Reese Witherspoon. So there you go. Forbes, America's richest self-made women. Let's talk about The Masked Singer from last night. So spoiler, if you haven't seen it and you want to find out later on, I'm going to reveal who was kicked off last night. I don't have the audio of the clues, but the clue was this person said they had experienced close encounters with money-hungry sharks. And there's some connection to a crown and a fire hydrant. And we're talking about, who was it? It was the baby alien, as we're talking about. Here is the baby alien singing last night.
It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am.
Doing Imagine Dragons there. Any guesses as to who the baby alien is?
When you said the sharks thing, I thought of Shark Tank. And then you said crown, and I thought of like a sports crown. So is it Mark Cuban?
Ah, you're close. It's Mark. It's Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback. He played for the Jets. I think he went to USC as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And also remember when he had the butt fumble? There was
no,
a play, and like he ended up hitting the ball on the lineman's butt or something like that, and fumbled the ball. Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Anyway, kicked off of The Masked Singer last night. Season 5 of This Is Us is going to be back on October 27th, and the new season of This Is Us will tackle COVID-19. The trailer, if you watch the trailer, briefly shows Kevin wearing a blue face mask at one point.
Okay.
So they're working it in.
Yeah.
You know, we're all dealing with it, right?
Oh, I thought, no, okay. Just a regular face mask. I thought I was like a blue face mask, like Blue Man Group? Like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, just a regular blue face mask. Okay, gotcha.
Working in the coronavirus.
It took me a second.
To the show. Now, Offset bought his daughter, Culture, an $8,000 Rolls-Royce car seat. The girl's 2 years old. He's got a Rolls-Royce car seat for the girl.
And she's going to have a blowout, or she's going to poop her all over herself in the diaper. It's going to go up her back and into the car seat. Keep that in mind when you buy your car seats, people.
Well, that's what he wrote down. He put $8,000 car seat, and I bet it has peanut butter and jelly on it in 1 week.
Yep, 100%.
And then let me switch this here. Last one here. The first 90 song has logged 1 billion streams on Spotify. And it's this song right here. Oasis and Wonderwall, which came out in 1995.
I was really surprised, not because I don't like this song, but I for sure thought it would be something like Spice Girls or, you know, just... Oasis was big. They definitely were big, but I don't know. I thought it would be something else.
I'm in the same boat as you. Yeah, definitely huge Oasis. And in the mid-90s, man, they were all over the place. But I just expected something different, maybe in a boy band song or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But Oasis, Wonderwall, over 1 billion streams. So coming up next hour, we got more dirt. A classic 90s staple is coming back. And we got details on a secret celebrity wedding. It's all coming your way at 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Ed Sheeran on Mix 94.1. It is 6:33. Mercedes in the Morning. And this sounds very exciting. I know it probably took a lot of guts for you to post something. But there's so many little clubs in Las Vegas. If you're a member of a club, tell us what club you're a member of. 702-364-9400. I was telling JC that there's a Vegas TikTok. It's not really a club, but it's like on TikTok, there's just Vegas TikTok. And it's when a bunch of Vegas people start showing up on your timeline and they call it Vegas TikTok. And I think 2 weeks ago, they ended up meeting somewhere outdoors. I didn't go, but I just thought it was cool. Like Vegas TikTok, it's like its own thing. It's a club. And you're like, I'm in a club. And he made a post in his club, guys. This is very exciting. What was it?
Well, the club I belong to is the Challenger Demons Southern Nevada chapter. And it's all Dodge Challenger owners are in this club. And I joined this club right after I got my Challenger back in February. And I finally felt the need to make a post. And here's what I wrote to the club last night. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Anyone have a preferred Challenger mechanic / bodywork preference?
Me.
Need to get a few tweaks done.
A few tweaks?
I thought it sounded cool saying tweaks. Like, hey, I guess get some tweaks done in my car.
Yeah, like back maybe in 1997, that would sound really cool. And I need to get a few tweaks done. That sounds just like weird and dirty.
Well, it was seen by 10 people. And the first response?
The other people closed their eyes when they saw it. You said the word tweaks. Close my eyes.
The other 200 people left the club. After, like, these are the members we have in this club. I am out of here. Loser. My first response. And so far, only I thought I had more. Okay, my first response from Valerie. Do you need body work or a mechanic? That's two different shops.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Tweaks.
Come on, idiot. What do you need? Body work
or
mechanic?
Do you want someone to detail your car and tweak it in the inside or tweak it on the outside?
So my response to Valerie, I'm guessing minor body work. The rubber seal around my hood is starting to chip. And no response from Valerie. Come on, Val, respond.
Because Valerie doesn't know a guy for that. I mean, come on. What club are you a member of? 702-364-9400. Is it a Facebook club, a group of people that you're friends with? Is it someone on TikTok? Is it just a regular club, like maybe a fan club or something like that? What is it? I'm curious because the only clubs like I'm a member of are like fan clubs that I've purchased online, and they're mostly my husband's, so I can't even take credit. Like, he's a Linkin Park fan club member, he's a Metallica fan club
member. Is he really?
So I kind of jump on his fan clubs, but I got added to I'm added to a couple of like CrossFit clubs and like outdoor workout groups and things like that. I got added to those. I don't really participate though. I just kind of read. But that still counts, I guess.
Wait, you can add anybody to a club?
Well, but you have to be, a lot of them are private, so a member has to add you.
So, but can I add you to my Dodge Challenger club?
You could, if you really wanted to.
You want in? Come on in. It looks like a good group of people.
I don't know if I bet they're amazing. I just don't know that I have anything positive to contribute. I don't have a Dodge Challenger.
Yeah, I guess
if you could be if you're a fan of the car and you don't have one.
Yeah, car enthusiast, that would work as well. I'm still looking here for no responses on my thing.
They're not going to respond.
No, this guy's a moron. My wife told me, and I didn't join it, because I don't know, I want to kind of, that's part of my past I don't want to go back to, but the old radio station I worked for in Washington, D.C. has a club of people that used to work there. And my wife is a member because she was an intern there for a year. But for me, that chapter of my life is closed, it's done, and I don't want to go back and revisit it, so she's like, you should join. I'm like, nope, I don't even want to look at it. It's the great people I worked with, some awesome people in the radio business. But it's just like, that's a chapter of my life that's behind me, and I want to move forward.
There's I get that. Like, there's a Las Vegas one. I was just looking to find it. There's like a Las Vegas radio club.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of like our former coworkers, our current coworkers. I might have left it, though, because I don't see it anymore on here.
Oh, were you on it?
Well, yeah, someone added me to it. I was just one day I started seeing all these posts, and I didn't know where they came from, and I realized someone put me in it, which was fine. I mean, I have no reason to not want to be a part of it, but they were posting, like, pictures from way before you and I came into, way before we were probably even born. Uh-huh. I mean, it was like they were showing like studios that had record players and things like that. And it was crazy to see some of these stations that, you know, from back in the day. So that was really cool. But I don't know if they post in there anymore because I haven't seen anything for a long time. That's why I said maybe I'm not a member anymore. This text just came in. Says, have JC, it's an auto body place that someone's recommending to you.
Oh, good. They okay, cool.
We send all our cars there. Las Vegas Peloton Riders. Yes, that is a good club. I've definitely seen that one. And then this one, yes, I'm a member of this club, the Pug Lovers Club. I'm still a member, even though I don't have pugs anymore, but I still love pugs.
You love your pugs.
Yeah, and we would have get-togethers. We'd bring all our pugs out, and it was just the coolest thing. That's a good one. I totally forgot about that one.
There's some cool clubs out there. All right, we have the Hot 30 coming up next. What do we got?
All right, so how many of you plan on traveling for the holidays this year? We're going to talk about the numbers. Also, be super careful if you are doing something you should not be doing online. A new survey says your spouse may already know about it. And a new mask that is now available. We're all wearing our masks, right? Well, this one could be delicious at the same time. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1, and that's the weekend with Blinding Lights.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
60% of respondents to Travelocity's new 2020 Holiday Outlook survey claim they will not be traveling to see family and friends on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and other holidays this year due to the pandemic. Now, of that group, 1 in 3 say they won't be celebrating at all. Most who are traveling for the holidays aren't waiting until the last minute, though. Nearly 2/3 already booked their transportation and lodging for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Additionally, they found a whopping 80% say they will be taking road trips as their preferred form of travel this season, while 1 in 5 will fly. They say that 2/3 of respondents say they've been able to travel to see friends and family since COVID-19 started. Almost half say they're feeling happy and calm about the holiday season. It's going to be a non-traditional holiday this year, so families are gearing up to make the most of it.
We're planning on going back east for Christmas for a little bit. We're just trying to figure it all out, where we're going to stay, who we're going to see, how we're going to do it. And also, I was thinking just the other day, I'm like, we got plenty of time to book this thing. My mindset is still thinking it's like June or July. Mid-October. Rates are already going up. And they're going to continue to go up. You know, book your flight now.
But it sounds like you won't have a ton of people to travel with. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound like a lot of people are going to be traveling. So maybe the rates won't be as high because you won't have to be fighting with other people for those tickets.
Yeah, I got to look. I'm just going on word of mouth. If someone told me, hey, rates are going up.
And so
I need to look. I'll take a look, see what they are. Because my mind, the rates are still low, like they were over the summer. But maybe they're going back up for the holidays. I got to figure this thing out.
Even if I wanted to travel, I wouldn't. My mom will not allow me to come see her. She won't allow any of us to come see her. So she's making sure she stays hunkered down. She's not having contact with anyone. So I even suggested at one point over the summer that we would drive out there and see them. She's like, no, thank you, though. I'm like, okay. So
what about going to see like your sister and brother that live in that area?
Well, I don't want to go all that way and not see my mom. Mm-hmm. That would really upset me. So I just figure, you know what? When she's ready, we'll see her. And other than that, yeah, we're just going to be doing our own thing. And a lot of our friends that we usually celebrate holidays with, they're kind of doing their own thing, like with their immediate families. So it's going to be us. It's going to be mellow. My cooking doesn't have to be 100% because my family will eat it anyway. So I'm very happy about this.
Your cooking's on point. Just I did a quick search while we're talking there. Rates are still cheap. Nonstop, back to flying into Baltimore, $165.
Yeah, see, I don't think you're going to have to fight with a lot of people. I think most people are not going to be traveling.
See,
so
yeah, they want to get away rate on Southwest. So yeah, but then the next rate is like $689 and then $700. So I got to book this soon.
Yeah, don't wait for the last minute on that one. Also this morning, hey guys and ladies for that matter, you got to be super careful if you're doing something you should not be doing online. In 44% of married couples, at least one partner is secretly checking up on the other's online activities. And it's usually the wife checking up on the husband. So what makes women angry when they snoop? They say that they are unhappy when their partner falls in love online. Well, yeah, that would not be good. Has cyber relations with someone else, flirts with someone else, or communicates relationship troubles with someone else. Most wives don't mind much when it comes to things like shopping, viewing adult material, and playing games.
You check up on that stuff?
Never. I honestly, I'm not interested. I trust him. And I'd be shocked if he checked up on my stuff. I really would. Because it's just, we know each other's stuff, but I don't know. I think he could be doing stuff. I have never checked up on it.
Well, you trust the guy, and he's a trustworthy guy, so there was nothing to suspect or look at.
If I suspected something, that might be a different story. Then I might start snooping. Do you guys check up on each other's stuff?
We don't. We don't. I can't tell you if I ever did. No, it's not like she steps away and I jump on her computer and look to see what she's looking at. I'm sure I'll see shopping websites and some magazine articles and stuff, and she looks at mine. There's nothing really exciting going on there.
The one thing he did do that kind of upset me, and well, I'm not sure if he did it online or in person, but just telling someone else communicates relationship troubles with someone else. I remember we got in an argument about something, and I swear he told his friend, because when I saw his friend next, his friend was kind of like icy to me a little bit. And I was like, oh, I go, did you tell him that we got in a fight? He's like, no, I didn't. Like, he was just kind of like weird about it. I was like, you told him, because he was icy to me. He's like, what? And so like, I know he said something to his friend, because then the next time I saw him, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I know what
you're doing. Be extra nice to Mercedes. I know what you've come off.
Yes, exactly. Finally, this morning, the makers of Hormel's Black Label Bacon announced the launch of its breathable bacon. It's a first-of-its-kind innovation that is essentially a bacon-scented face mask. The revolutionary item is the latest in pork-scented technology, and it consists of a 2-ply multi-fiber cloth to keep the delicious smell of bacon always wrapped around the nose and mouth. Now through October 28th, you can visit breathablebacon.com and enter for a chance to win a free limited edition package of breathable bacon. Fans are encouraged to share pictures of themselves donning the bacon flavored fashion on social media platforms by using the hashtag breathable bacon. In addition, Hormel will give back to hunger relief by donating one meal to Feeding America for every request on breathablebacon.com, up to 10,000 meals.
Cool thing they're doing for charity, but I could not do that. Even if, think about what your favorite smell is, scent is in the world. Having to breathe that all day long, that would get to me. That would just be too much.
Well, you know, I wash my masks, and because I don't use the disposable ones. I have my regular ones, and so we wash the masks. And whenever I put on a freshly washed mask, it's like I smell the detergent and the fabric softener and stuff. I can totally smell it, and I like it at first, but then after a while, it's like, like, it just gets to be too much. So, yeah, I don't know if I could do the bacon one.
Yeah, a little bit too much. All right, next hour, we do have some dirt. A classic 90s staple is coming back, and we got details on a secret celebrity wedding. But first, here's Taylor Swift. It's Mix 94.1.
That's Imagine Dragons on Mix 94.1. It is 7:01 Thursday morning, Mercedes in the morning. I did something last night that I can say with 99.9% confidence I will never do again for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. I think last night was the last time. Do you ever look back on things that you're like, there was a last time that I did that and I never did it again? Do you ever do that?
I do that a lot, yes, but I'm trying to think, what was it for you last night?
I mean, there's a 0.01% chance I would do it again.
Really?
But it would only be in an emergency situation.
Did you cook something unique last night that you never cooked before, and you might not cook it ever again?
No, didn't do that.
Situation? Did you have to?
No, I would only do it in the future in emergency situation. Last night was not an emergency situation.
I was gonna say use a fire extinguisher.
No, I've never used a fire extinguisher. Have you?
Yeah, just for fun, not to put out a fire.
Oh, wow.
Just to see how one works, to test it out.
Yeah, I've never used one in my life. That's something I've never done, and I hope to never do. But what it was last night is I got home, and my youngest, she runs up to me. Whenever I walk in the door, she runs, Mom! mom, and they give me a big hug, both of them. My littlest, she is just like, she loves to be picked up, and she's 11. So I, you know, as a kid, I would carry her everywhere. She wanted me to pick her up. I would pick her up. I would just, she was like on my hip. In fact, last time I went to the chiropractor, they said, you know, you have a bend in your spine. Did you carry something on your hip, like a heavy purse or something? I'm like, no, that was my kid.
Yeah,
they're
kid.
Like, that makes sense now. So she comes home. She goes, pick me up, please pick me up, pick me up. And I'm like, okay. So I, you know, I take the proper stance, not to use my back, to use my legs. So I kind of plant myself and I pick her up and I'm like, oh my gosh. At one point, this kid, I would carry her everywhere. And now we're at the point where it's like, I have to plant myself like I'm doing a deadlift in order to make sure that I get her up with proper form and don't throw out my back or something. And I said, that, no more of that. That's it. I'm not picking you up anymore. That's it. She's like, oh, please, soda. She's all upset. And I'm like, I'm not. You're just getting too big. I can't pick you up anymore. So I think last night was the last time I picked up my child.
Oh, do you remember the last time I picked up Sophie?
I don't. She must have been a little kid.
Pick her up tonight. Pick them both up again tonight. We see Sophie. Come here, girl.
I don't know. I mean, these girls are, they're getting tall.
They're becoming ladies, yeah.
And I just, I don't know what to do. But when was the last time you did something? And did you know it was the last time that you did it while you were doing it? Because like with Sophie, I didn't know there was a last time I picked her up. But I don't know. I didn't know at that time. Like, this is it. This is going to be it. With Brooklyn, I can say with confidence that was the last time. Unless there's an emergency and I have to pick her up and like to get her out of someplace,
sure,
like,
yeah,
then I'll do it. But that was the last time I picked up my child.
Yeah. What's yours? 702-364-9400. I go back and think of a lot of things I did as a kid. For example, playing with my G.I. Joe figures or He-Man's or Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. I played with them all the time. But there was a last time that I played with those Matchbox cars, those Hot Wheels. I put them down. And I walked away, and I never went back.
That was, like, think of the last time you're like, okay, I'm done. See you guys tomorrow. But then there was no tomorrow.
Yeah. I also think growing up, I had a three-wheeler and a four-wheeler. And I used to take my four-wheeler out to this certain field and ride it there all the time. And there was a last time that I took that four-wheeler out into that field. But here's, like, the weird thing. I also think I went, like, 25-some years without riding that four-wheeler. It sat in a shed. My dad got it refurbished, up and running. It was, I think it was last April I went home. And he had it ready to go. And he's like, do you want to ride it? I'm like, yes. So I took it out to that field. And when I was in that field, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, wow, the last time I rode this four-wheeler in this field, was I thinking, this is going to be the last time. And the next time you ride this, you're going to be a grown adult who's married, living in Las Vegas, who comes home to ride the four-wheeler.
But do you think you'll ever ride that four-wheeler again?
I would like to think I would. But the thing is that you go home, it's cold out, you want to ride the four-wheeler? No, it's raining. I don't want to ride the four-wheeler. I got a car now. Why do I ride the four-wheeler? That's how your mind works. It's weird.
This some texts are coming in. This one says, I remember the last time I picked up my kid. I literally threw my back out. He is a teenager, and he dared me. He said, I don't think that you can pick me up. I did it, and then immediately had to go sit down on the couch. Last time that'll happen. This one says, oh, the last time I blew into a Nintendo game cartridge.
Yes.
Think about that. If you had Nintendo, you know. So you're playing, the game overheats, it glitches. You're like, hold on a second. I can handle this. You pull out the cartridge. Put it back in. Voila! It's as good as new. I love when that happens.
And it was always like the home person's Nintendo. So if I was at your house, Mercedes, and the game wasn't working, I take it out and I blow on it. It wouldn't work. You take it because it's your Nintendo. You've got a home court advantage. You blow on it. You got the magic air. It works.
You just like jogged my memory on something just because I was thinking how germy that was. When's the last time your mom used her own spit to clean something off your face? Did you know that was going to be the last time? And were you like, yes, thank you. I don't have to smell her stank breath on me anymore.
Why don't you flip the script for your mom, Mercedes? So next time you do go home, just go running up. Because there was the last time she held you. Break that streak, mom, and jump up.
Pick
and
let your me
mom,
up.
Yes, pick me up, mom.
There's a reason why my mom doesn't want to see me right now. And I personally don't think it has anything to do with the pandemic. I think she's just like,
doesn't want to pick you up?
I can't. She is too unpredictable. I don't know what she's going to do.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, a classic 90s staple is coming back. And we also have details on a secret celebrity wedding.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1. It is 7:32 Thursday morning, Mercedes in the morning. And if I gave you 1 minute to tell me your life story, could you do it?
1 minute, 60 seconds on the clock?
Yeah. If I said, give me your life story in 1 minute.
Yes.
You could.
Yes. Yeah. You couldn't do it? Your life story in 1 minute?
I honestly don't think it would take me a whole minute. I think I could pretty much get it out in 30 seconds. It's the reason I ask, it's that is one of those improv exercises that if you do improv, a lot of times you practice, you get with a group of people, maybe you're in an improv group. They say that's a really good exercise if you're doing improv or if you're going to be public speaking, to just practice and tell your life story in 1 minute. And they say it's harder than it sounds. It really is.
Improv itself is scary. I took improv classes, gosh, like 5-6 years ago. I went for like 3 weeks in a row. And you put yourself out there. You go in a room of strangers you don't know, and you're on stage doing goofy stuff.
Yeah.
You're intimate settings with some people and trying to play things out, and you got to be on your feet and stuff. It's not easy. Do you want to give your life story then in 30 seconds?
Oh, man. Now you're putting me on the spot. Sure, I'll try.
You need a clock, or we good?
Just tell me when it's 30 seconds. Okay. Give me like a 10-second countdown when I have only 10 seconds
okay.
left.
Okay, the Mercedes life story in 30 seconds starts now.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. No, just kidding. Okay, so born and raised in Colorado, and big sister to three awesome siblings, mom and dad, very strict. Kind of had my wild phase in my teens. I was pretty much a brat. Dad stepped in, got my stuff together, moved to Las Vegas.
10 seconds.
Met my husband, had two wonderful children, and are living happily ever after with some issues sometimes. And that's it, pretty much. So there you go.
and a point, a tenth of a second to spare.
That was not very good. See, that's
no,
hard.
That was good.
It's hard. You do yours in 30 seconds.
Okay, JC's life story in 30 seconds starts now. Born and raised in Bucks County in the 70s, was a child of the 80s and loved playing Nintendo and Atari and rode his three-wheelers and four-wheelers. He has an older sister and a younger brother, and he played high school football. After high school football, he went to community college, moved to Las Vegas to go to UNLV, where after he graduated, he started working in radio, continues to do radio, now does TV as well, is married to his beautiful wife, Laura. They've got two dogs, and he's very happy working in radio right now. And that's 30 seconds.
You know what I noticed?
What?
With both of us. We didn't even mention each other.
Well, I know. And I was thinking...
That's sad.
And if I had a tenth of a second longer, I was going to say, Mercedes!
Yeah, I just feel bad. I'm like, ah, man, we're big parts of each other's life, but we didn't even mention each other.
But I think when I said radio and TV, you're there with me. You're part of it. Like, did I mention my wife?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely did. You definitely did.
All right.
Improv is really, really hard. Some of the games are just ridiculous.
There's an improv theater game where I give you a certain scenario, and you have to play it out. You want to try that one?
So what do you do? Like, you give me a scenario, and then I say how I would react,
exactly,
or what I would do?
Exactly. Okay. And you have 30 seconds, same thing, 30 seconds on the clock, 30 seconds to react. So
okay.
Here's the situation. You're meeting with a TV show producer to pitch a sitcom about a butcher shop called Pleased to Meet You, M-E-A-T, meet you. This could be your big break. Let's hear your pitch. Include information about the two lead characters and possible plots. And you start... No.
Thanks for taking this meeting, guys. Hi, my name is Mercedes, and I want to pitch to you my idea for a great show about a butcher shop called Nice to Meet Ya. It involves the two main butchers, and their names are Ricardo and Jenny. And Ricardo and Jenny, they actually went to high school together, and they were enemies in high school, but then they become good friends, but they still go back, and they have their issues, and that's part of the storyline is just them fighting behind the counter. But what the great part is you have new characters
good,
coming
thank
in.
You.
Okay, shoot.
That was good, though.
I didn't even get to my best part. I was going to say they live next door to the characters from Friends, and they come in and buy meat.
So
I should have got
crossover.
To that. I should have got to that faster.
And by the way, I have all the cast members of Friends are on board with my show idea.
They just make cameos. Like, today Ross needs some sausage or something like that. So there you go. Give yourself one. That was hard.
Okay, you win the lottery and you just bought a big new house and a Mercedes and snowmobiles for everyone in your family. But the lottery office calls you. It's all been a mistake. You have to go inside your big new house and face your family and let them know it's all got to go back. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock and they start now. Hey, guys, did you enjoy the snowmobiles for the past day and this big house and all the wonderful gifts, that big Mercedes-Benz over there? I got some really, actually great news is you don't have to worry about paying taxes on any of these gifts because they're not gifts. Everything is going back. Unfortunately, I didn't win the lottery. And if you think about it, why did I buy you a snowmobile? That's like the worst thing ever. You got to wait for it to snow in order to enjoy your snowmobile. So seriously, and then this big Mercedes-Benz, you don't need that. You already have a nice car, Mom. And Dad, you don't need another house. So sorry, 30 seconds is up.
See, you were very sweet about that. I would have just been like, hey, losers who pretend to like me for the money, it's back. It's mine. Bye.
And then shut the door and gone. Okay, Nudia, we'll bring you in here on this last one.
All righty, I'm ready.
All right, 30 seconds here. You get a call from the police that your 15-year-old daughter was caught drinking at a house party. You go to pick her up, and by now she's sobered up enough for you to talk to her. What do you say on the drive home? You start now.
Karen, could you please, I'm very mad. I'm ready to, like, smack you, Matt. Okay, I just need you to tell me how you got so drunk. Just go over the night. Were there boys involved? Was it because of your girls? Because I never acted this way. So I just want you to know I was good. You're bad. And you know what? I'm really bad at this conversation. That's it. That's all
Time.
I'm saying.
I love that you named your daughter Karen.
I feel like I kind of need to at that point. 15 years old? Getting drunk?
That's not acceptable.
It's not.
Not in Nudia's house.
That's great. Not in this house. No, ma'am.
No.
Not in this house.
I like that. No, I think that was good. You were tough. You were like, she knew that was going to be the first and last time that happened.
But I really want to hear the cheese, man. Like, I want to know, like, why, like, how'd she get so drunk, you know?
What did you drink? Was it at least good quality or was it like the cheap stuff? Because your hangover is going to suck tomorrow.
And I wonder what Nudia is doing with a 15-year-old daughter. Thanks. Lady Gaga with Ariana Grande, who announced she has some new music coming out this month. It's Rain On Me, Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
If you've seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix, you already know this, but and experts are saying people are checking their phones every 12 minutes, and one reason is social media is like a drug. They say humans have a basic biological imperative to connect with people, so a vehicle like social media, which optimizes this connection, is going to have the potential for addiction. Talking to insiders at the biggest tech companies who admit that our time and attention is being sold to the highest bidder while false news stories are still actively promoted, they say the result is political chaos, social division, and a generation of addicted children whose self-worth and ability to connect with others may be permanently damaged.
Your kids both have cell phones?
Yeah, they do.
Do you limit the time, or are they pretty good on limiting themselves?
I don't. I haven't had to, but there have been times where I've taken their phones away because either it had something to do with their phone or they didn't do something I asked them to. So I took the devices. But, you know, I trust them to make the right decisions. But if I see they're spending too much time on it, I'll say enough with the phone. Put it down. Put it down before I take it away. And that usually gets them to put it down quickly.
Cell phones at dinner, or do you put them on somewhere else? Like, we're sit down
no.
for dinner, cell phones stay in the living room.
No, like on the counter or whatever.
Yeah.
No phones are allowed at the table at all. For me or my husband, too. Like, none of us ever. And sometimes you'll hear someone's buzz and everyone's kind of like, who is it? Luckily, I have my watch on, so if it's mine, I find out.
Oh,
I just got a text. All right. Also this morning, so are you accident prone, maybe a little clumsy? According to a new study by a legal funding firm, they've determined what names go with clumsy people. They looked at personal injury claims and they found that the clumsiest people have the following names. So the top five clumsiest male names, starting at number five, are Daniel, Ryan, Brian, Blake, and Kyle. Those are your clumsiest men. Kyle is number one as far as guys who are most accident prone. For the ladies, if your name is Kimberly, you're pretty clumsy. You're number 5. Barbara is at number 4. Linda's at number 3. The second clumsiest name for females is Taylor, and the clumsiest female name is Haley.
Haley.
Crazy clumsy Haley.
Now, we work with a Kyle, and he's a sweetheart, and I don't think of him as a clumsy guy.
I haven't seen him in a long time, so I don't know. He may be clumsy. We just don't know it. We haven't seen him.
He's showing up in the building.
Yeah, but do you go, like, hang out back there?
I go in and say hi every so often. We chit-chat. Yeah, just catch up and stuff and see how him and the kids are doing and everything. But he's just sitting, so there's no chance to be clumsy when he's sitting at his desk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, from your personal experience, who's, like, your clumsy friend? We all have a clumsy friend.
My mother-in-law is clumsy.
Well, if you were friends, you're not anymore. You just ended that.
Carolyn, she is. She's clumsy. Clumsy things happen to her. It's the way she is. I mean, I love her to death, but yeah, she's got a clumsiness about her. Who's it in your world?
Well, I thought you were going to say me, because I am clumsy. I think I'm the clumsiest person I know. I'm constantly, like, bumping into walls and tripping on myself, and I just am a clumsy person. But if it wasn't me, let me think here. I think my clumsiest friend would have to be, and it's a name that's, like, so general. I actually have a few friends with this name, but Jen. But there's a specific Jen that I'm thinking about. She is always spilling stuff, breaking glasses. Like, she is always, there's always an issue with Jen.
Paul, clumsy Jen.
Yeah. The good thing is all my friends named Jen will be like, were you talking about me? I'll be like, no, not you. Even though you have that bandage on your hand from when you just recently broke a glass. Finally, this morning, a British woman who got engaged to a ghost has now called off the wedding because he kept disappearing and partying too much. She said she fell in love with a spirit named Ray in 2018 while visiting Australia, and they even consummated the relationship on the flight back home. So the woman said Ray proposed after 9 months, but things changed when they took a trip to Thailand. She said he started becoming really inconsiderate. When they returned home, he'd bring other spirits back to their home, and they'd hang around for days. So the couple agreed to call off the wedding when Ray, the ghost, started doing drugs and partying too much.
This ghost has got to get it dialed in. He wants to find a future lover.
What's wrong with people? I believe in ghosts, but do I believe in Ray, the partying ghost, bringing home other ghosts? No, I don't believe in that.
Hey, what's up, guys? Ray, you're out of control.
Ray's going to show up and haunt me for saying this. I'm sorry, Ray. I was just kidding. You know, you do you. Whatever you got to do.
He's going to come knock over bottles in your house. Yeah. It wasn't me. I know I'm clumsy. It was Ray, the ghost.
You're the clumsy one now.
Here we go with AJR. This is Bang. It's Mix 84.1.
Here we go.
That's AJR and Mix 94.1. AJR obviously has a huge hit on their hands. The song is big on TikTok. Lots of people making TikToks to it. But now they're stepping into another arena and doing big things. They just teamed up with a hot sauce company called Small Axe Peppers for their own line of hot sauce. Any guess on what that hot sauce is going to be called?
Bang?
Bang! Bang Hot Sauce, a collaboration between the band and the hot sauce company. So look for that coming out in stores very soon. It's 7:59, Mercedes in the morning, and this sounds like the salon was the place to be yesterday.
I don't think anybody out there listening right now can beat this. This is nuts. Who has held a job for the shortest amount of time? My wife went in to get her haircut yesterday, and she comes home, and let me change some names here. So she comes in, well, your hair looks great, thank you, and I know her stylist, and I said, oh, so how's Becky doing? She said, oh, Becky's great. She had a new assistant today. Oh, cool. How's the new assistant? I don't know, because she quit. Becky hired an assistant on, what was yesterday, Wednesday. She started Wednesday morning. She worked throughout the day. My wife met her. She washed my wife's hair. And then Becky was gone. Becky quit halfway through the day. She couldn't handle working there.
Did she say why she was quitting? Did she say, hey, this job's not for me, I'm leaving? Or did she just walk off the job?
She did give a reason. I asked my wife, I'm like, why would this girl quit not even 6 hours into her shift? Becky's explanation, or the explanation of the assistant to Becky was, too much gossip in the salon.
Oh, man. Well, that's going to be in a lot of workplaces, just FYI. Mm-hmm. But wow. I wonder what she was hearing that she didn't like.
I don't know. Or she just saw people gossiping about each other, or maybe the job wasn't for her, and she used that as an excuse. But yeah, started Wednesday morning. I saw my wife. It was probably 1:30, 2 o'clock, so she lasted till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and said, you know what? This isn't for me. I quit.
Have you ever seen anyone walk off a job where they're like, I'm done. I'm gone. It's just not happening. Or maybe you walked off the job, and what was the thing that just put you over the edge? Or who had a job for the shortest amount of time? Not even the full day. She's like, I'm done. 702-364-9400. That's the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. Shortest amount of time or just walk off a job? Did you ever walk off a job?
No. All my jobs I gave notice on. 2 weeks notice or... When I worked at that rental car place, I stayed at the very end. They were bought out and were shutting down. I stayed to like the second to last day, and they closed shop, so we're out of jobs after that. But I never said I quit, or I never just left the job. No, you?
Yeah, I did, and I've told this story before, so I'll just make it quick. One of my first jobs was at like a Costco type warehouse club. And I thought I was going to be the cashier. I get there, and I didn't realize that I had to start with the boxing of things. And that wasn't the issue. I was happy to do it. But no one ever trained me on what to put in what box. So I just started throwing stuff all together, trying to make sure it was nice and organized. And the cashier whose stand I was at started yelling at me in front of everyone, telling me that I was stupid because, oops, sorry, I put detergent and chicken in the same box. I did not know. If someone would have told me that was a no-no, that's fine. But no one taught me. So I was so mad that she did that. I said I was going on a lunch break and I never came back. I just left. I was done.
They're still waiting.
Yeah, I'm sure they're still waiting.
I'm telling you, that Mercedes girl's going to come back.
Put her on the schedule again. Yeah. She hasn't been here in years, but put her on the schedule. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, why did you walk off a job?
So I just started at a Chinese restaurant in town, and when I got hired, it was the wife who hired me who spoke perfect English, and then when I trained for the first day, her husband trained me, and he was like yelling at me in Chinese, and so I just told the other server, I'm like, hey, I left my chapstick in my car, and then I just drove off.
You're like
I never came back.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know what they're saying to me, number one, and they're yelling. That's not a good way to start off. Like, when someone starts yelling at you when you just start a job, it's like, give me a chance. I'll do my best, right?
But also, too, she doesn't understand what if he was paying her a compliment, but just yelling at her. What if he was saying, like, hey, you're doing a really good job. Keep it up. But she doesn't understand Chinese, so she thinks she's being scolded.
Well, you can tell, I think, by someone's facial expressions. But Phyllis, good morning. Did you ever walk off a job?
I didn't, but my daughter did.
What happened?
She was working in the concession stand at a movie theater of one of the big chains. And they had the rule that you could, so she was behind the counter with the candy and the popcorn and stuff. But if nobody was there, then they had to be wiping down the counters or just standing there, like with their arms crossed, after their counters were clean. They weren't allowed to do anything else. They weren't allowed to sit, and they weren't allowed to rearrange or make it neat or anything. It drove her nuts. She couldn't take it.
She's like, I need to do something here. This is so boring.
Yeah. So when she went for her break, she just didn't come back.
That seems to be the way to do it. I'm going to take a break permanently.
I'll be back, guys. Seen a few. Taking my 5-minute break.
Oh, man. Someone is calling you out saying you were security for one day, weren't you?
Yes, it was. I was thinking about it when we were telling stories. Yes, I was here in town when the Hard Rock Hotel was opening up, and a buddy of mine said, hey, there's a company called Staff Pro that's doing the security for the Hard Rock opening. We should get jobs there. That way you can be there opening weekend. So I took the job at Staff Pro, went through the training, worked at the Hard Rock grand opening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then after the opening was over, I'm like, hey, thanks, guys. I don't need this job anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. I found something better.
Yeah. So I did. I worked 3 days for him. But after that, yeah, I never went back to Staff Pro.
But security. At least you gave him a heads up that you were done.
I did. Yeah,
you
I did.
Didn't give him that false hope they would see you the next day.
Yeah, no. And it wasn't like it was a Monday through Friday job. It was they were hired to work openings and events. So it's not like there was an event happening next week. Like my next job would have been for a couple weeks after that. So good memory, though.
Yeah, no kidding. You guys are good. The way you catch things, sometimes I'll say something like, they're like, last week you said this. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Oopsie. All right, coming up next, we're going to kick off 60-plus minutes, commercial-free.
It's the weekend on Mix 94.1. Sorry, JC. I just realized you were supposed to be speaking right there.
Got it.
Like, what time is it? Oh, whoops. Sorry, that was you. I just jumped in there, so my apologies.
The only thing that was an ad was that we're doing 60 plus minutes commercial free, and I just did the math. No commercials until 9:30.
Oh, that I love that. See, that was worth my screw up to hear that.
Come on now, back down. It's all good.
It's 8:18, and I think the reason I'm kind of frazzled this morning is I was trying to explain to you why it kind of bugs me, and maybe I'm overreacting on this. I'm curious though, if you're a parent, does your spouse or significant other call you mom or dad? And I was asking JC, like, hey, do you guys do this because you have dogs? So do you ever refer to Laura as, hey, mom? And I never got your answer because the song ended, but Matt will call me mom sometimes, and it drives me nuts. Like last night, he was talking to Brooklyn about something, and she's like, yeah, and he goes, I don't know, mom, what do you think? Okay, thanks, mom. I'm like, I am not your mom. Why are you calling me mom? She calls me mom. To me, it sounds like ma, and like we're this old, 90-year-old couple's like, ma, hey, pa. I'm just, call me mom. I'm not your mom.
But he only uses it when it's in referencing, like, the daughters and stuff. It's just the two of you. He doesn't call you mom, does he? The girls are upstairs and he turns to you, hey, mom, what's for dinner? He doesn't say that, does he?
Well, he'll say that if the girls are there. But he's not talking to them. Like, hey, mom, what's for dinner? But they're usually there.
They're in the room or something?
If they're not there, they'll be like, just what's for dinner? It's weird. If they're in the room, he calls me mom, almost like he doesn't want them to forget I'm the mom there. But to me, it just sounds weird. Am I the only one that bugs? It just sounds weird to me having my husband call me mom. I don't like it at all. Or maybe it's just one of those little things. It's like, oh, it's a term of endearment. Do you call Laura mom in reference to your pets?
No, I don't. I don't. And I think if we had kids, I wouldn't want to use it in that way either. I will reference, though, if I do reference like mom or mommy, is let's say we came in from playing or something and Jax goes running up to Laura and jumps on her, is all excited. I'm like, oh, someone wanted to see his mommy. I'll say something like that. Or, oh, okay, someone wants to be with mom. But I'm not talking to her or like addressing her. I'm kind of like more like addressing the situation. I come home from work and Jax comes running to the door and Laura will say, oh, look who misses dad. And because she's kind of representing the situation. But outside of that, yeah, we don't use mom and dad in our house because we don't have any kids.
If you did have kids, though, do you think it could, like, take something away from the, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like the spiciness of a relationship to be called mom by your husband or to be called dad? Hey, dad. How you doing today, dad?
I would want to separate her. Yeah, I would want to separate what the kids got going on and then keep our relationship husband and wife. It's not mom and dad.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know why stuff that one bothers me, but we don't really have nicknames for each other. I was thinking about that afterwards. I'm like, I wonder why he just doesn't call me by a nickname. It's like, we don't really have any aside from like hun or honey or babe once in a while. But is there a nickname maybe that you have for your spouse that they don't like, or vice versa? It's like, stop saying that to me. Stop calling me that. 702-364-9400.
We have a nickname, my wife and I, that we use for each other. It's the same name we use for each other. We've been using it since we started dating in 2003. No one knows the nickname, but that's the only name we call each other by that name. It's a first name. There's actually a middle initial and a last name. It's a full thing, but we just use the first name most of the time. So it's kind of weird when she calls me JC. I'll know she's angry or something is going on. Because I never call her Laura. I call her by the nickname that we have for each other. No family members, no one knows the nickname, but we use it all the time. When I write out cards to her, I write out the nickname. It's all nickname. Passwords for us, it's the nickname and a number after it. But no one knows the nickname except us.
Does that, do you worry that you'll give it away accidentally, like around other people, where you go to say something to her and you'll be like, hey, Thomas P. Middleton, blah, 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 whatever. And then she's like, ah, you just gave away our nickname.
We gave it away once accidentally to her aunt and uncle who were visiting us years ago. And it was our Wi-Fi password was the nickname and a number after that. And her uncle's like, what's the Wi-Fi password? And so I say, blah, 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 02. And he's like, blah, blah, blah.
What does that even
mean? I'm like, oh, no.
Now they know.
Yeah.
Georgina, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking nicknames. We're talking mom, dad. Do you like being called mom?
Oh gosh, no. I lose my mind. I like see red. Like I get it when my kids were little, and like I would call their dad by his name, and they started calling him by his name, and so we used mom and dad. But now that they're big, I just feel like senior citizens if he calls me mom.
Yes. It's so like, oh man, let me just get my walker. Okay, I'll be right there, dad, I'm coming.
What if he called you mommy?
Oh, well, what's the context?
Daddy.
I just want to...
Daddy.
What are you talking about? Anthony, we're talking nicknames. What do you think? Good morning.
Oh, I know my wife is probably listening, too, but I call her Chicken.
Chicken?
It's a long story. We were having a little argument back when we were 21 years old, just after we got married, and she told me the word because, but... It sounded like a chicken would have clucked. And ever since then, I've been calling her Chicken.
That's endearing. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Does it make her insane when you call her that?
Yeah, she gets very mad, and I wouldn't be surprised if she called in.
Oh, call in, please, please. I'm going to put you on hold just in case she does call in, Anthony, because that would be great to hear you.
And what if she over-enunciates because? Because, Anthony, I am angry at you.
Edgar, do you have a nickname for your spouse?
Yes, I do. This actually gets her pretty mad sometimes because when I'm playing video games, I refer to her as my roommate. So I'll tell the guys that I'm playing with online, I'll be like, hey, my roommate's here, so I'm just going to have to calm down a little bit. And then she'll just stare at me and give me that death stare right across the room.
I would, too, to be called your roommate. Like, how dare you call her your wife, the roommate? Oh, my gosh.
Is that your Matt online one?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Hey, good morning, Matt. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, again, this isn't your Matt.
I mean, every Matt is my Matt, right? No, what do you think? Do you use a nickname?
So it's not me, but my aunt and uncle do the mom and pa thing. Or like my uncle calls my aunt Mama.
Mama. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why. That makes me feel like we're, you know, in the country. And hey, Ma, did we make some biscuits? Yeah, Pa. Go churn the butter. Oh, it'll be a nice supper this afternoon at 4. Oh, no. Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. She did great last night at the Billboard Music Awards. We're going to run down some of the winners coming up for you in what's trending this morning. But I will say she walked away with 3 awards, including Best New Artist and Best Female Artist. So congrats to her. It is 8:33, and I'm glad you finally took care of this. Or are you in the process of taking care
of
it?
No, it's done. Okay, it's done. Yeah. I got my car back in February, and then because of the coronavirus and everything shut down, my registration was put off. It is actually, you had a kind of a grace period, so I didn't have to get my car registered. But now that things have been lifted, it's time to get my car registered. And I went in talking about hidden fees. I haven't registered a car since I got my Mustang back, like in 2014, maybe 2013. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I registered a car. I didn't realize all the hidden fees that come into play when you're registering a car.
What fees are they hiding from you?
Well, first off, I did go with custom plates. I went with the Hot August Nights license plates.
Very, very fancy.
Fancy indeed. You have Lake Tahoe because you like the color scheme, right? So
they're purple and blue. I mean, they're beautiful colors. I like that. I've never been to Lake Tahoe, but I'm sure it's a lovely place.
Kind of like Mix 94.1 colors in there. I like
it. Yes, exactly.
And so Hot August Nights are kind of like muscle car-y and rock and roll music. So I went with that. So there's fees for that. But then there's a prison industry fee.
What does that even mean?
Cost me a buck.
Prison industry? Maybe they're making the license plates?
Maybe. So they get a dollar on the plates for that?
Maybe.
Okay. There is a government services tax penalty.
Government services tax. Okay. Well, they have to take care of things for you there at the DMV. So they tax it. Okay.
And I bought my car in Arizona, and their state tax is lower than our state tax. So I know there's a difference in taxing because I have to... The car is in Nevada, so I got to pay Nevada state tax. So there's a difference in tax that I got to pay. But local government FST for Clark.
Huh. I don't know what that even means.
Same here. Registration General Fund FST for Clark.
FST Clark. Okay, let's see here. Let's find this out.
And I understand this is something we're all paying. We all got to register our cars. But when did you encounter a hidden fee?
Oh, that's for the school district.
Which one? Local government FST for Clark?
Yes. Okay. That helps fund local governments, school districts, and the state general fund.
Well, they got a lot of money, but that was a good one. Okay,
Not enough.
No, definitely not enough. But they got money for me, so okay, I understand that one. Registration General Fund, FST for Clark.
Let's see here. I feel like I'm giving a lesson here.
This is good education because if you're registering a car, these are the fees you're going to get hit with.
There's a whole list that gives the on the DMV website, DMVNV.com, it has like what everything goes to. So registration fee details, some of these services include it just talks about all of them, what they do, supplementing governmental service taxes. It kind of says where it goes, the state road construction, the DMV operating budget, funds local government, school districts, and the state general fund. The supplemental government services tax is a voter-approved tax for highway construction in the countries which charge it, currently Clark and Churchill. So you can actually look up. They're not hidden. They're right there, right in front of your face.
So I should look at all these things before I go in and register my car. So that way I'm not kind of sticker shock when I get the bill and the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's always more than what you want to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we expect to pay? And then what is it? It's always, we have to, ours is coming up. The registration is coming up. And my husband was looking to see if he needed a smog check. And he saw the price there. Cause usually I pay all the bills. He's like, oh my gosh, really? To re-register my car? That's crazy.
And does your husband have custom plates on his car, by the way?
Yeah, he has the Golden Knights ones.
He has the Golden Knights. Yeah, they look good on cars. They really do.
And even though I'm not a Raiders fan by any means, those Raider plates look really good. Like, especially if you have a black car, it's like, whoa, that's clean. That looks really good.
I went to, and it was great, one of these services, these companies that you go in, you bring your stuff to them, and they go to the DMV and take care of everything for you. I went to one of these services to get it done, and they actually listened to the show because I went there yesterday. The guy, when he was getting my paperwork, he said to me, how was that donut? I'm like, oh, you listened to the show. That's so cool. Yeah, but when I was talking to them about the custom plates, I said, you know, I'm thinking about going with the Hot August Nights because that's kind of a car thing. I got a muscle car. And he's like, Raiders will look good on your car. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm very happy about our Las Vegas Raiders, but I'm a Cowboys fan. He's like, nah, it'd still look good on your car.
It would look good on your car. Just with the color of it and stuff, it would really look good. You could always put it on there and do a Cowboys license plate frame. Like, pay no attention to the logo. I just thought it looked cool on my car. Like I do. I've never been to Lake Tahoe, but I'm supporting Lake Tahoe.
And by the way, it looks good in your car.
Thank you. Really That's good. What I was going for.
And mine has flames on mine because I got a muscle car. And thank you for explaining my fees.
You're welcome. Yes. Next time, just Google it.
Yeah, exactly. This is Justin Bieber, Intentions, Mix 94.1. It's Cam Brown with Swae Lee and Khalid. It's Be Like That. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. They performed that song last night on the Billboard Music Awards.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, are you getting political texts? Well, if so, they likely got your number from Facebook or other social media sites. By law, campaigns do have access to some voter information, such as who the registered voters are and who has requested an absentee ballot. But the parties can't have your cell phone number or even your email address, at least from your county clerk. They can find your political leanings and your phone number if you have it attached to your Facebook account or other social media accounts.
I keep getting a thing from Hawaii asking me if I'm registered to vote in Hawaii. And I'm like, I live in Las Vegas. And one of the people responded to me saying, we're sorry. And I got another email or text message from Hawaii.
I'm not getting Hawaiian ones. I'm getting Las Vegas ones. A ton of them.
Are you getting loaded with them?
And I finally texted back, like, look, I'm going to vote. And oddly enough, I'm voting for this candidate. Could you guys please stop texting me? Like, I already know who I'm voting for. And I got no response. And then I got another text. And it says to opt out, press stop. And I press stop and I haven't gotten anything since. So maybe if you just write back stop, it'll happen. I just, that's frustrating. I don't know. But I get it. I understand that they have to do their job, but it is annoying.
Do they work? I mean, is anyone out there kind of undecided and then you get a text message and you read it? Okay. I'm going to go this way now.
I'm going to go against everything I just believe because of your text. Thank you very much. I think it's more for top of mind. Like, hey, some of these, especially with some of the smaller races where you may not understand or you haven't done your research into the candidates yet, at least you'll say, okay, hey, I got to look into that person and see what they're all about. But yeah, I think everyone's been getting some of those lately. Also this morning, if you ordered a bunch of stuff for Amazon for its Prime Days this week, it's going to come in some new boxes that can do tricks. So the boxes have the outline of a pumpkin on them, and what you're supposed to do is draw a face on the pumpkin, then hold up a special app, and the pumpkin you drew will come to life through augmented reality. Amazon says they're doing it because it's, quote, a low-cost way for customers to celebrate and reuse boxes before dropping them in the recycling bin. So if you want to do it, or download the app. It says if you want an Amazon AR box, you can ask for one too. They'll give you the augmented reality pumpkin. Then you scan the QR code and boom, it comes to life.
Now we get interactive boxes. So much going on out there right now.
I think it's cute. It's something. Oh, you get your package. You're excited about what's in it. Now you have your box. I'm like, oh, remember the box does a trick. So that's something you can do with the family. It'll last all of 5 minutes.
With your boxes, are you a box smasher or do you break them down neatly when you put them in the recycling bin?
Oh yeah, we break them down so more fits in there. Definitely. Mm-hmm. What savage smashes their boxes?
You never know. Just stomp on them, flatten them out, throw them in there.
I can see just throwing them in there, but like stomping on them. Wow, that's very aggressive. All right. Finally, this morning, haunted houses definitely aren't the same this year, but it seems like a lot of people might not care. They don't need to go to a haunted house. They're already living in one. According to a new survey, 13% of people say they are living in a house that is haunted, and more than half of them knew it before they moved in. Here are the main signs that a house is haunted. Strange noises is one. Strange shadows. Hot and cold spots. The feel of certain rooms. Sometimes you just get a really chilling feel. The strange pet behavior is a sign that your house may be haunted. Items moving, the feeling of being touched, and levitating objects. The survey also found that 54% of men and 70% of women would not want to live in a haunted house, but one-third would if the price was right.
Who is living in a haunted house right now? What's that spirit doing in your home? 702-364-9400. You try to talk to it, communicate with it?
I think it really depends on it. If they're lingering, it signals to me that there's some sort of an unfinished business. So hopefully they're not suffering. If they're friendly and they're just having fun with you, I think that's harmless. Like, ghosts really don't scare me. It's just if they're in a bad place and they need some sort of help and they're reaching out to you, then I think, okay, I'm uncomfortable. What do I do?
Like I said it before, I would love for a ghost to show up and be like, what's up? I'm a ghost and I'm haunting your house. Because to me, that's the sign right there. 100% proof there's something else more out there. I believe in ghosts. I believe there's so much more out there. Right? I would love for that ghost to... He knocks because that's what he does. And you open the door and be like, hey, I'm a ghost and I'm coming in your house. Like, okay, come on in. But wow, there's ghosts. There's more to life than there's more to it.
Well, you have to ask. Just ask. They'll show up. If you ask, it'll happen. I promise you.
Well, I had the reverse, too. When Steph was producing for us, I was seeing something out of the corner of my eye. And I always look up. I felt like it was a person there or seeing somebody. And she told me, remember, she said it's a spirit. It's someone there who's stuck. And you just got to tell that person that it's okay. You can move on. Move forward. And I did that afternoon. And I never saw that thing out of the corner of my eye again.
It's so weird. I know, whether you're a believer or whether you're not. But when you walk into a room and you can just tell something's off with that room... That's creepy. I always say, like, be gone. Be gone. And then it's your children. You're like, still, be gone. Get out of here.
Mom, I can't leave. I'm doing my homework.
I don't care. Mama needs her own time.
It's Portugal the Man. Feel it still. Doing 60 plus minutes, commercial free.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1. It is 8:56, Mercedes in the morning. Whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, what is... the dumbest thing that you believed, and you can't believe that you believed it. We were talking about cars and registering cars earlier, which is something that you had to do. And I was just thinking about when I was little, my dad told me this and I believed it for so many years. We were driving once through, It was very foggy. It was in Colorado. It was a very foggy night. And he said, I'm going to turn on my hazard lights. And because, you know, I don't know, you just wanted to make sure people could see him. So he hit his hazard lights. And I asked him, I go, what happens when you turn on your hazard lights? And he said, signs pop out and they tell the other cars to stay away. There's something wrong with the car. And I'm like, whoa. That's so cool. So I was so scared of that hazard lights. Like, you don't want these signs to pop out. I believe that into my teen years, I had no idea. It just meant that your lights blinked. I had no idea. I thought there were like little, get away, stay away. And I can't believe that I believed that for so, so long.
Almost like something from Inspector Gadget. These things come out.
That's exactly what it was. So what is the dumbest thing that you actually believed? 702-364-9400. Call us or text us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line. And did you have anything like that?
Mine was actually a car-related thing as well. And I don't know if someone told this to me or this is just something I developed in my head. But as a young little kid listening to the radio, I would hear the DJ talking on the radio. And I thought they were a little person inside our car. I thought they were inside the car. They were in there and doing their thing, and that's how I could hear them. And the bands were playing. They were little bands inside the car radio. I mean, I'm little at this time, but in my mind, there was somebody inside talking to me from inside the car.
Oh, did you think that when they played a song, the band was there at the radio station, like, or in the car or wherever?
Yeah, they're in the car before I envisioned, you know, whoever drumming on the drum. So I'm listening to her like, wow, there's tiny people in this radio.
That is so funny. We're getting some text here. This one says, when I was young, I thought no shoulder driving meant no driving with your shoulders.
It'd be hard.
I really wanted to drive with my shoulders, please. Let's talk to Tanner. Good morning, Tanner.
Hi.
Hey, what did you believe?
Well, when I was younger, my dad told me that he was Ferris Bueller and Ferris Bueller's Day Off when he was younger. And I believed him for years.
Oh my gosh, that's me. I'm Ferris Bueller. You tell all your friends.
Yeah,
my
thing.
Dad is Ferris Bueller. That's amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.